Hi, this is Julie Christensen with APSE. We're excited to launch the APSE Employment First, Employment for All podcast as a new way to connect with you. This podcast is a way to provide updates, real-time advocacy alerts, and information related to all things Employment First. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
Welcome. This is Erica Velas-Pacer with National APSE. I'm the Professional Development Director there, and we have been doing a series welcoming the new board, which actually started in June, the Executive Committee. So they started back in June, but we've been quite busy. So now we're speaking with the Executive Committee, and today we have Wally on, and he is the Treasurer for the National APSE Board. Lots to do. He was previously on the board for quite some time, I believe. I'm going to ask him that in a second. And he also does a great job in the state that he lives in. So, Wally, do you mind introducing yourself a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everybody. My name is Wally Tablett, and I am, as Erica said, the current treasurer of APSE. And my day job, is the Vice President of Mission Services with an organization called At Work, and we are based in Washington State, so on the other coast, or the wetter coast, I should say.
It's been kind of about that, Wally. Okay. New York is pretty wet. I feel like it rains a lot.
True. And as soon as I say that, the sun comes out my window, and it's beautiful. So.
Same here. How funny. So, Wally. I know you're really involved with your state chapter, so I was actually curious how long you've been doing stuff with the state chapter.
Yeah, so, you know, just and not to go too much into my past, because, you know, you can read my autobiography later. But I, you know, I first got involved with APSE, attending my first conference sometime around 2003 or 4. And that was hooked from the very beginning. And I thought, what is this about? So I was just really involved, both in my job as a conference organizer for our state and a project manager. But as we started going to more conferences, you know, the conversation came up. As things changed in our state of Washington, we realized we needed to have a chapter, you know, because Washington State had other organizations or associations that kind of, I didn't want to say fill the void, but perform similar duties to APSE. But it was around 2010, I think, was when the original conversation started. And so the Washington State chapter came into fruition in 2011, and I was one of the original board members of that.
Kind of been involved.
Yeah. So one of the originating or pioneers of that original board. And I've stayed on ever since in different roles. Left for a period, but then had different roles as vice president and then past president. So I was president for about 2 years. And then joined the national board in 2017. Got elected to that, which was a wonderful honor. But realized I needed to step off of my own state board. There was just a lot going on, but I still support our board in terms of, you know, supporting them in questions they have or organizing our state's conference that we partner with Oregon APSE. So just been really involved because APSE has always just been such a wonderful core, and the values and the things that happen with APSE and the Employment First movement has just been something I've been so passionate about. So proud to be an APSE supporter, involver since 2004.
So, Wally, just out of curiosity, and we won't go too back into your history, but I was just curious, when you were growing up, did you think that you would end up in this field, or did you have other aspirations?
You know, yes and no. It's interesting because, and I tell this story all the time, and is that I was probably in the third grade, and my father, who was a chef and he loved to cook. We had this beautiful garden in the back with all these vegetables. And I came home one day and he had torn it all up and he was raising it, you know, just completely flattened out. And I thought, what's happening, you know? And then we built another house in the back of our yard. And
Then
we suddenly had, people who had moved in that back area. And I thought, well, what's this about? And what I had known till much later that my father had started an adult family home. And so I grew up around people with disabilities, but I never knew that word. They were just people who rented a room from the house, who maybe walked differently than I did, maybe spoke differently than I did, maybe couldn't speak, or didn't use words from language. And so it was just part of my upbringing. And so I kind of had those values that my dad kind of just always had. But I never thought that was something I'd do as a career. I always thought I'd go into either politics or to law or even performance, you know, because I love musical theater, I love performing. I think it was just something that happened naturally. You know, you can't change your values, and your values will always come to the forefront when you see either the opportunity that you can make as a global citizen and the impact you can make in change. And I think that always was something that was in me. And so when that presented itself, I just followed that path. And here I am.
Yeah, no, I did not know that you grew up with a house in your backyard. That is really interesting. Yeah. I feel like I know quite a few folks that are now in training in the field of competitive integrated employment training that had a similar upbringing. So that is interesting. Goodness. So a few other questions, Wally, while I have you here. I was just curious, you know, you have been on the board for a few years. Are there any things that you're proud of that you've done so far on the board? And I'm curious what goals you have for the future.
You know, just in terms of not even for board, but for APSE in general, I'm really proud of introducing, you know, and I'm sure other chapters and other places have done karaoke, but just that kind of social concept. You know, we introduced karaoke in our state when Washington hosted the national conference in 2011. And just really proud at how people responded to that, and just kind of the, I want to say that's part of my legacy. But there's a wonderful connection when you bring people together in that way, and not to say APSE, you know, APSE brings people together with other kind of values and commitments, and but that kind of social gathering, you get to see people and make those connections more so in that casual space and that celebration, that space of celebration that you know normally don't when you're sitting in a session having conversations about the work. So there's kind of a natural, authentic kind of space in that which I love and celebrate. But the time with the board, I think, you know, it's always believe that when you introduce someone new to a conversation, you can, and by nature, change the conversation. And I think, you know, I think I've helped to change some of the conversations to look at some of the things we need to be doing differently and or better when we look at the way we approach the board in terms of elections or diversity, intentional conversations about how do we support members, what is our responsibility? And I always say, you know, this role that I have in the executive board, it's a privilege and a responsibility. I don't just take it and say, yeah, it's great, I'm on the APSE board, fantastic. But then what is my responsibility to the members, to the people that we support, and to the movement? And so I take that into consideration every time, you know, I make a decision, I have a conversation. And just, it's a wonderful position to be in. And I hope I continue to add to the conversation in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. There's lots to do.
So yeah, absolutely.
I think you would agree on that, and that's for sure. So, Wally, I usually ask people that are on if they have any fun facts they would be willing to share with our listeners. So I'm wondering if there's any fun facts. Yeah.
Let me see what I can do that's like appropriate for all ages. No, I mean, just a couple things, right? I think a lot of people know this about myself, but I like to perform. I love to sing. I used to sing on a cruise ship. I love Batman. Batman and Wonder Woman are my spirit animals.
I forgot about that. Yes, that's great. Yes.
I am an accessory freakaholic. I have over 42 pairs of shoes, over 27 watches, over like 70 ties. So ties, watches, shoes are, you know, my husband always says we should just turn the extra bedroom into your closet.
I tend to agree with him.
It's starting to go that way. You know, and especially during this time of quarantine, it's like, oh, look, let me just, while I'm sitting in this Zoom, how about I just shop online?
Oh, dear. Now, have you been accessorizing with masks? I know I was trying to get some.
Oh, yes. You have the opportunity. There's a company, and I try to, you know, there's an opportunity where you can match your mask to the tie you wear.
Wow. That is impressive. Okay.
You know, and that's the thing, too. I mean, of course, people are saying, why you do this? But another fun fact is that I still dress up every day. And that for me is to keep a routine. And people said, seriously? I said, and they asked, is it just from the top up? You're like, you got sweats on even with your tie and your shirt. I said, no, I still put on my dress socks and my shoes. I still think about what shoes am I going to wear today. That helps keep my routine and it helps make me feel like I'm still embracing the day. And I don't know if this is another fun fact. I wouldn't call it fun, but I'm very proud of it. I'm a 3-time cancer survivor. I currently still get treatment for cancer because, unfortunately, my last surgery, they could not remove all of the tumor. And so when people ask me, you know, I like to think I'm a jovial person, I'm approachable, and I try to find the joy or create the joy in things. And it's because, you know, what's the alternative? I can either let this be something that's, and not to say I haven't had those moments, but and with anything that happens, I always say, this is temporary, this is fixable. And what's the alternative? I need to find joy in the moment right now, however hard it is, and sometimes it's hard. But I say, well, find your gratitude every day, even if it's a simple thing. It's like, today I got to eat fried chicken, or today I saw my neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. I mean, whatever the case might be. So I wouldn't say it's a fun fact, because I know a lot of people do that and have that mantra in their life. But I will say during this time, it's really given me the opportunity to really be grateful and to really say everything, like I said, the privilege and the responsibility that we have. And so I'm proud of the opportunity I've had in my organization to support my team and support the people we serve in our state. I'm happy and proud and thankful to be in the role that I am with APSI and that I get to do this work. And I'm also really thankful for the fact that I get to do this work with some amazing people, not just on the APSI board, but who I've met in conferences from across the nation. You know, and I see this, I don't want to overquote High School Musical, but we're all in this together. If you could see me, I'd be doing the choreography right now. We are all in this together.
No, you're absolutely right, Wally. And I just want to thank you for sharing. I think, yeah, trying to find positive things in everyday events is definitely necessary. And yes, we are all in this together. So yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Erica.